Okay, Shalom Rav Osei. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Mem Gimel, and we are here at the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis with another quote from our Mishnah. We had listed off a bunch of things that are usher on Pesach. Some of them are usher because they are a taroves, because they are a mixture of chametz, and some of them are usher because they are chametz noksha, because they are chametz that's inedible, but still are difficult in very dire circumstances. They might be edible. That's chametz noksha. That's not the regular isser of chametz, but we had said in the Mishnah that they are also usser on Pesach. And right, if you remember, we had a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos whether that you would violate Bali Rila Bali Matzei for the listed items. But either way, we're here with one of the items we mentioned. The Mishnah had said, Rabbi Elazar Omer Af Tachshiti Noshim, even women's makeup and stuff. Tachshitim are usually jewelry. That's what the Gemara asks. Tachshiti noshim zogadaitach, really jewelry? What are you talking about? So ella ema af tipuli noshim. No, it means a tipul. A tipul is in Hebrew, in the vernacular, it's something you use to fix something. So it means some sort of they explain it as a paste or a cream. Right, Amrav Yuda Amarav, Benos Yisrael, Shehigiu lePirkon. If you have Velohigiu lShanim, right? If you have Jewish girls who started seeing signs of puberty, but they were not old enough yet that would normally have those signs of puberty, so they wanted to get rid of, let's say, the hairs. So, so what would they do? They would do so. There would be different stages of I guess wealth that would determine, you know, what they would use for hair removal. So Benos Ani and Toflos Osan Basid, poor girls would use plaster or lime. Benos Ashirim Toflos Osan Basolas, the wealthy girls would use some sort of paste from flour, from solas, fine flour, right? That's and that's the chametz issue. Benos Malachim B'shemin Hamor, and the princesses, shall we say, right? The super wealthy women would use oil of mor. Right, that's what we have in the Megillah, right? Shemas pasuk says Shisha Chodeshim b'Shemen Amor. Right, my Shemen Amor. What is this? So Ravuna Bar Yimya Omer Satachas. Okay, who's Satachas? Right, Rashi says I have no idea what this is, so neither do I. Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Omer Shemen Zayis Shelo Hevi Shlish. What's it called? Meaning that Shemen Zayis is oil from olives that have not yet been one third ripe. So, meaning you tape the olives off the tree quickly, and then you squeeze them. That's this type of shemen hamor. What was the point of that? So, Tanya learned the Raisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Before we get to that, Rabbi Yehuda says no. The anpiknin, however you pronounce that, shemen zayis shelo hevi shlish. That was actually shemen zayis shelo hevi shlish. So it must be that this Shemen Amor was Satachas. So, but either way, Valama Sachan, so what would they use it for? Mesir es Haseyar, Uma'adin es Abasar, because it removed hair and it caused the skin to Ma'adin, to look nice, right? To give it, a bronze, nice color. Okay, that's right. That's Shishan Chodeshim B'Shemen Amor, Shishan Chodeshim B'Av Samim, B'Sam Rukei Hanashim. That's the pasuk says that all the women before they would go to Achashverosh, they would spend 6 months rubbing this oil, and another 6 months in perfumes, right? Okay, 6 months rubbing this oil into their bodies, so that I guess that the skin would look nice. All right, either way. So that's the chametz issue that the Mishnah talked about in terms of women's cosmetics. All right, Zeaklal kol shehu midin dogon, right? Again, the Mishnah had said anything that is from a species of grains, if that turns into chametz, obviously then you're chayiv on Pesach. Tanya will under the brisa am Rabbi Yeshua. V'chim achash hashenino kol shehu min dogon areize over Pesach. Right, after you tell me, right, that the rule is anything that's from grain is going to be chayiv on Pesach. So lamo manu chachamim eselu. Right, why in the world did the chachamim list off of those seven things we mentioned? So the answer is kedeshi ragil behen uvishmosam. So people should know what these things are and that they contain chametz. And sure enough, you have a Maisa Shahaya, ki hadahu bar ma'arava ikul labavel, because there was a guy from Eretz Yisrael who came to Bavel, right, who was unfamiliar with perhaps the food, and he said, have a bisra behedya, and he had some meat with him, and Amalu, he said to the people he was staying with, krivu li matkilta, right, bring me something to, you know, to dip, or to eat with the bread, some sort of condiment, or whatever. So shamak dekamri krivu li kutach. And so he heard that people were saying, okay, bring this kutach that we have in the house. And then he heard, oh, wait, kutach, right? That's in the Mishnah, that's chametz. And not only is it chametz, it's made out of milk. And that's a problem, because I'm about to eat meat. So given the shan kutach pirish, so once he heard, right, maybe they were goyim, I don't know, maybe they just didn't realize. I guess because he didn't say he was eating meat, maybe he said, just bring me a condiment. Either way, he realized that it was milk, because he had heard it, right, listed in the Mishnah. And that was the point. Okay. So Mishnah says, "Hare elu be'azhara." Right, these things that we mentioned are an azhara, are an iser, but it's not the regular, you know, iser kares of chametz. The Gemara says, "Man Tana, who is the Tana who says the chametz dagon gomor al yedei taroves v'noksha be'enei v'lav?" That if you have actual chametz, right, but it's in a taroves, it's in a mixture, right, and then you have chametz noksha that is by itself be'en. Be'en means in existence, but it means literally, right, individually, by itself. So you have chametz noksha, that's by itself. You have chametz gomor, but it's in a taroves. Both of them are a lav. Both of them are an iser lav. But not, meaning the implication here is it's not asur midaraisa. I mean, not that it's asur midaraisa, but it's not the lav of that's punishable by karis. So I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav, Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir's Shita. What's it called? Sorry. Let me just check over here for 1 second. This is Rabbi Meir's Shita. The Tanya Kulendra Raisa Siur. Now this is not Seor, which means yeast or some sourdough, or basically which is a chametz making thing. Siur is something obviously super confusing, but this is basically, it's dough that has not become chametz yet. It's like on the way, but it hasn't happened yet. And obviously if it hasn't happened yet, so then it's still considered technically matzah, right? It's still able, but it's, meaning at some point though, this siur, right, becomes usur, right? At some point, right, it hits it's going to be usur, become usur at some point. So that's machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of at what point it becomes usur. Rabbi Meir holds, I'm going to learn this in about a week or so, Rabbi Meir says, if the top has whitened already, so then that's already is going to be siur. But if there are cracks in the dough, that's going to be chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, dough that is cracked is siur, and dough that's completely, broken open by the cracks until they're starting like to interform, so that's going to be chametz. So it's one stage up, meaning Rabbi Meir holds an earlier stage when it whitens, that's siur, and then what's it called? Then when it starts cracks, that's chametz gomor. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chametz gomor of Rabbi Meir, the cracks, is siur, and then only after the cracks, I guess, deepen and widen, that's Rabbi Yehuda's chametz. So just to keep that in mind as we go by there. So siur says the brisa yisarif, you need to burn it. Venos no lekelev, and you can give it to your dog. Va'ochlo, and if you eat it be'arbayim, it's chayev, you get the malchus for eating such things. The Gemara says, 1 second. Hagufa kasha, that doesn't make any sense. Amarta siur yisarif, you said, first of all, you have to burn it. Alma asr behana. Apparently, what do you see? This is full-fledged chametz, and it's asr behana. V'hadar tani, and the next thing you said, v'nos no lefne kalvo, and then you can give it to your dog. So alma mutar behana. Apparently, you see, it's not chametz, and it's mutar behana. So the Gemara says, ha'chi kamar. Si'or yisarev, the si'or needs to be burned, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. The definition of si'or, but to Rabbi Meir and to Rabbi Yehuda, right, that needs to be burned. Right? What does that mean? What type of seor can you give to your dog? The Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir's seor, have to be more accurate with the pronunciation, because otherwise seor, like I said before, that's not this. That's leaven. That's like chametz. That's yeast and stuff that becomes chametz. Seor, the seor according to Rabbi Meir, which we said is just the whitening of the top of the dough. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can give that to a dog. It's motzer behana. Right? V'ha ochlo be'arbayim. When we say that you get malchus if you eat that. So that's back. That's asan Rabbi Meir. That's back to Rabbi Meir's shita in terms of, you know, that whitened the dough. That's the top of it has whitened already. And that's you will get Malchus according to Rabbi Meir. So we flip back and forth in the Braisa. First, we say regardless of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Si'ur, the definition of Si'ur has to be burnt. But Rabbi Meir's Si'ur can be given to a dog according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Meir, that Si'ur, that same Si'ur that Rabbi Yehuda says you can give to a dog, if you eat it, then you will get Malchus. Okay, so Shaminan Le, the Rabbi Meir, Noksha Ve'enei Balav. Apparently, what do you see? Again, this is the point why we brought it. Is that according to Rabbi Meir, Chometz Noksha is Aser Balav. Because that's, again, that's Rabbi Meir holds that this is Chometz Noksha. That's Si'ur is Chometz Noksha. Right. V'chol shekein chametz dag and gomer al di taroves. And certainly, the Kavach Omer, if you have actual chametz that's in the taroves, right, then he's also going to say that there's going to be malchus. So that's that's how we say that Rabbi Meir is our Mishnah. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says that no, it's not Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Elazar he. Titania, like we learned in a brisa, chametz dagan gomer onush kares. If you eat straight up chametz, right, that's like bread, that's kares. Al eruvo balav. If you eat it in a taroves in the mixture, then it's you get a lav. It's a malchus. Div Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar shita. V'chachamim omrim al chametz dagan gomer onush kares. Right. Obviously, they agree that kares. If you eat straight up, you know, bread, that's kares. But al eruvo v'lo klum. But if you eat a taroves of chametz, so then you don't get anything. Right, there's no obviously it's aser, right? They don't hold it's mutter, but it's not an iser, it's not a lav, right? You don't get malchus. V'shaminin le'ed Rabbi Eliezer de Amar, right? Chametz dog and gomer al yitarovis balav for kolshege noksha ve'ene, right? So apparently says Rav Nachman, what do you see if Rabbi Eliezer holds that a mixture, a tarovis of chametz gets malchus? Certainly chametz noksha. Now obviously the logic flipped the other way in the previous explanation. Who was it? Who started that? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, right? Flipped the logic the other way. If he holds that Chametz Noksha is usher, so certainly Chametz Gomer and Taroves. So here Rav Nachman is flipping it that if he holds that a Taroves is usher Belav, so certainly Chametz Noksha. So that's going to be a point of discussion. Right? Rav Nachman, my time in Lamak Rav Yehuda, right? Why does Rav Nachman not say like Rav Yehuda, meaning the logic goes different ways? So Amar Lecha, so Rav Nachman would say, Dilma Akalo Gomer Rabbi Meir Hausam El Noksha Be'ene. Avol Chametz Dagan Gomer Al Diteroves Lo. He says simply that I don't follow your logic. He says maybe Rabbi Meir is only saying that Chametz Noksha is Aser B'Lav, but he wouldn't say that Chametz Gomer in a Taroves is a mixture. Right? According to Rabbi Nachman, right, Chametz Gomer in a mixture is not any worse. It's not any worse than Chametz Noksha. And obviously the logic is going to flip the other way. Rabbi Yehuda, my time alone, Rav Nachman, Amar Lecha, he would say to you, Zadkan, lo kamar Rabbi Elazar, also, Amar Lecha, Chametz Dagan, Gomer, Adi Taroves, Avo Noksha, Ve'ine, Amar Lo, Lo Amar. Right, meaning, how do you know that since, right, even though he says that a mixture is Chayav Balav, right, how would you know that he necessarily says that Chametz Noksha is Aser? Okay. Tiny kivos is Rabbi Yehuda. Learn the rice like Rabbi Yehuda. Called machmetzas lo socheli. You can't eat any chametz. Right? So the rabbos that includes kuta chabavli v'shechar madi chametz adomis yisomei mitzri. Right? All the examples in our Mishnah. Yacho yehei onish kares. You might have thought that it's usher for kares. No, it's the Tamaloma. The pasuk says ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrusa. Right? You have to eat mamish chametz to get kares. Right? Al chametz dog on gomor onish kares. Right, but al ruva balav. Right, again, mamish chametz is kares, but a taroves is just an iser lav. Mamish mazlan to amar al ruva balav. Right, who's the one who says a taroves is a lav? That's Rabbi Elazar. That's Rabbi Elazar. Right, avilu noksha beini lo kamar. But the price doesn't say anything about chametz noksha. So shmar mina noksha le Rabbi Elazar leslin. So apparently, right, again, this is exactly like Rav Yehuda explained that Rabbi Elazar does not learn that kol shekein chametz noksha is going to be by a lav just because he holds that a taroves is a lav. Okay. Rabbi Elazar eruvu belav minale. Okay, so fine. If you're telling me that Rabbi Elazar says that a taroves of chametz is usher, is an isher lav, where does he get that from? Right? Because again, the pasuk we just quoted says that chametz gets kares, right? Only chametz and not a taroves, right? Okay, but so how do you know that taroves is usher? So he says the pasuk says kol machmetzes lo socheilu, right? All machmetzes, meaning from kol, mistumer from the word kol, he includes Atarovis. Ihachi Karis Nami Lechayev. Okay, so why doesn't he get Karis? Right, Daksiv, Kikol, Ochel, Machmetzes. Right, what's the next word? Finichrasa. And you get Karis. So he says, "Ahumi bai legi kedetanya." Now he needs that pasuk for a different halacha, because he says, "Ainly elas shenitz chametz me'ilov." You only know that it's chametz is aser if it became chametz on its own. Machmas davar acher minayin. How do you know that chametz that was turned into chametz, right, through some other item like yeast or whatever? That's also aser. Tamalom or kol machmetz says v'nechusa. Okay, ihachi the lav nami lahachi dasa. So if that's true. So maybe that should also. What's that pshat? Hold on. What does that mean? Therefore, why don't you learn that the previous pasuk is also talking about other items that have been created with an outside type of like yeast or whatnot, but not tarovos. Meaning, what? How do you know that the previous meaning? Because that we talked about kol ochel machmetes, and then we said kol machmetes lo sochelu. So how do you know that the first machmetes includes taroves, and the second machmetes includes anything that was created through some outside leavening? Agent, I think is the word. So Ella time with Rabbi Elazar Mikol. So the Gemara says Enechinami. So it must be like I kind of jumped the gun and said no. Rabbi Elazar's drasha comes from Kol. Anything that turned into chametz. So that's going to teach me that Tarovis as well is Aser. So Gemara says, well, Hasan Nami Ksiv Kol. Right, by the second pasuk over there, which you learned to teach me that anything that is made chametz by yeast, etc., it also has the word Kol. So he says, Ahu, and this is going to take us on to a different discussion, right? Ahu Mibayalei L'Rabos is Anashin. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that pasuk teaches me that women are Chayiv in the Iser of chametz. Right, fascinating that women also will get Kares through chametz. So Kamara says immediately, why would they not be chayiv in the Isser of Kares, right, in the Isser of Chametz and get punishment for it? Right? Nashim b'drav Yudam Arav Nafka. We learn the Isser of women from this. Again, you could have probably surmised it on your own, but we have a drasha, right? D'Rav Yudam Arav. Right, he learns out the following that women are chayiv in all these Isurim. Right, the Amar of Yudam Arav, the Chayin Tana the Bera Bishmael. Amar Kral, the pasuk says, "Ish o isha ki yaseh ben kol chatav zadam." If a man or a woman does any sin, right? Hishve akosuv. Hishve akosuv. Ish the isha l'kol onchin shabbat Torah. So the Torah connects women and men, right, in terms of all isurim in the Torah. It's fascinating that you might have think otherwise, that maybe women are not chayiv in all the isurim. But so we have a blanket drush over here that, right, that I'm a reviewed Amarav, that women and men are the same when it comes to Isurim. Right, okay, mitzvah sish is my grandma, which we're going to mention in Amar Beis. But why would you need a pasuk to teach me that women are not allowed to eat chametz? And obviously, they're not allowed to eat chametz. So Gemara says, no, it's drich. No, you do need that drasha. Because salat kadait chanina, you might have thought to say, ho luksiv lo sochal of chametz shivas yomim tochal of matzos. You might have thought that since chametz and matzah are written in the same pasuk, and what might you have thought? Kol sheyeshno b'kum achol matzah, yeshno b'val tochal chametz. Anybody who's chayiv to eat matzah is asher to eat chametz. Fani nashi and women, hol v'lesneil b'kum achol matzah, that since women are not chayiv in achilas matzah, da'av yalei mitzah zeshes mangrama, which is mitzvah aseshes mangrama, obviously. So ema b'val tochal chametz nami lesneu. You might have thought that they're also not chayiv in chametz. So kamash malan, therefore Rabbi Elazar needs that pasuk of Kol to teach me that women are in fact aser to eat chametz. So right, and therefore right. I guess if they're involved in Isser to eat chametz, so then they're also right. They're going to get a lav for eating a tarovis as well. Okay. V'hashta d'Yisrael b'lu b'val tochal chametz. And now that women are chayiv in the Yisrael chametz, Yisrael b'nami l'achilas matzah. And they are also chayiv to eat matzah. Right? Kidder Rabbi Elazar, Dama Rabbi Elazar, and Nashim chayivos b'achilas matzah to bar Torah. Women, again, if you were wondering why women are actually chayiv in matzah, as the Gemara says, right? The women are chayav echidetz matzah. The Bar Torah Shnemar pasuk says lo suchal lo chametz. Right? They're not allowed to eat chametz. Kol sheyesh no lavato chal chametz yesh no bechidas matzah. Right? Anybody who is not allowed to eat chametz is chayav to eat matzah. Right? Vani nashinami, and women as well. Right? Hol yesh no lavato chal chametz. Right? Yesh no bekom achol matzah. Okay. The Gemara says one second. My chaz is the high kol erubui nashem umifkas eruvo imu l'rabui eruvo. So Gemara notices that you're using the word kol. Right, you have one kol includes women to the iser of chametz. You have another kol that what's it called that includes excludes taroves from karis. So that's a little weird, right? Imu l'rabui. Eruvo, why don't you use the word kol as a riboy to include items twice, right? In the first case, it's to include women in the Isser of Chametz. In the second case, it's to exclude the Tarovas from the Isser of Kares. So, emel eruvo, eruvo, why don't we say that no? The word kol includes a Taroves to the Isser of Kares. So, Gemara says, Mistavra koi ba'ochlen marben ochlen. Right? It makes much more sense that to say when you're talking about a pasuk that is referring to people who are eating, right, i.e., men and women, so it should mar be'ochlan, it should include more people into the halacha. Right, so then when you are going to include women in the law, right, in the halacha of not having chametz, kai be'ochlan mar be'nechalin. But the pasuk is talking about things that are eaten, people who are eating, right, we're not going to include things that are eaten. Right, that doesn't make any sense. Right, again, you don't need to. It doesn't make sense that. A pasuk that's referring to not eating chametz, right, should include more items. Right? Again, we're talking about people, right? Don't eat chametz. Right? What does the pasuk say? Kol chametz chametzes v'nechrusa. Right? So that's we're talking about people here. Why would you add items into the iser? So Gemara says, "Maskelar of Nasan ba'arvua deravuna." So v'chol heichad dekay ba'ochlin lo mar b'nechalin. Really, whenever you're talking about people who are usher to eat something, we don't have a drasha that includes items that are included in that halacha. Right? There's an iser to eat chilev. Is there certain forbidden fats from, always forbidden, but forbidden here in this pasuk from a korban. That only teaches me that chilev, that fats, certain fats, from an animal that is tamim, that is pure, that is unblemished, right? That is doesn't have a mum, that you're able to bring on the mizbeach, then that chilev is aser. Chilev bali mumim minayin. How do you know you're also not allowed to eat chilev from an animal that has a mum and you can't bring as a korban? So tamalomar min habeima. So we have the word from behema, ben min habeima, to teach me that that is also aser. Chilev chulin minayin. How do you know that chilev of regular animals is also aser? Tamalomar kikol, because yeah, all of the anybody who eats this stuff. So the Gemara says v'ha'hacha dekoy be'ochlin v'kamar v'ne'achalin. Right, one second. Here we're talking about kol ochel, right? Kikol. Anybody who eats this stuff v'nechrasa, right, they're going to get kares. And then you're telling me you're adding different items into the iser, right? Chelov of this animal, chelov of this type of animal. So the Gemara says, no. So it was hasam deleka ochlen mar ben echolin. There's no one else to include in the iser, right? Men and women equally, as we said before, are included in all the isurim. There's no one else to bring into the iser. So then, when you're done with people to include in the iser, right, you move on to other topics. So if you have a drasha there, so then you can use it for items instead of adding people who are eating, who are forbidden to eat these the chaylev. But hachadika ochlin, right? Lo shaviklu ochlin amar b'nechalin. But here, when you do have an option to include more people who are eating, quote unquote, chametz chas shalom, right? Including women, right? Because again, the havamina would be that women were not included. Therefore, we need a drasha to teach me that they are included. So therefore, we're not going to start saying that this pasuk is talking about different items to include in the iser when we still have to include other people. And in fact, that's the topic of the pasuk, right? So we can include more people into this iser of chametz. For Rabbanan Tlesed Lul Eruv Kol Lo Darshi, according to the Chachamim, again, who said that a taroves is not a lav, is not a nidaraisa, so they don't use the word kol, right? They don't use the obviously to include. So elanashim binalan. So therefore, how do you know that women are it's aser for them to eat chametz. So the Gemara says, kol darshi, but ki kol darshi. In a chanami, the chachamim don't hold the word kol, but they do darshan the word ki kol. Okay, so that's where they learn that women are chayav in the iser of chametz. Rabbi Elazar, ema kol arabas is anashim, ki kol arabas is eruvo. So okay, so if you're using ki kol as a drasha, so now Rabbi Elazar has two drashos there that is available. He can use the word kol to include women into this or kares, into this or chametz, right? And then he can use kikol to include taroves, right? Mixtures, right? Tarovos into the iser kares, right? Why does Rabbi Elazar not do that? I mean, he could have included tarovos, right? It's only, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's only a lav. Why doesn't he include it into the actual iser of chametz and bichayv kares? So the Gemara says, v'chitema kikol Rabbi Elazar lo darish, and if you tell me that maybe Rabbi Elazar doesn't darshan out the word ki kol, we see Vatanya that he does in a different context. Sor bal taktiru, right? He can't bring chametz onto his mizbeach as a korban. Ein li ela kulo. That only teaches me that it's usher to bring a korban entirely of chametz. Miktzasu minayin. How do you know that you're also not allowed to bring a korban if a little bit of it. Is chametz tatamalomar kol? The pasuk says kol. Eruvim minayin. How do you know you're also not allowed to bring a taroves, a mixture of chametz as a korban on the mizbeach? Tatamalomar ki kol. Right. So that's Rabbi Elazar does this. Right. Man shmazle didarish kol. Rabbi Elazar, and this is Rabbi Elazar's drasha. Right. V'kadarish ki kol. And you see that here that Rabbi Elazar does darshan ki kol. So why doesn't he use the ki kol by our pasuk to teach me that a taroves is also included in the iser kares of chametz? So Gemara ends off kasha. In economy, that's tough, but we don't really have an answer right now. Okay, shkoach rabozai, who go vayter the halakha shas tomorrow, as I lose my voice at the end of this. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.